There is an example, there is one example that if somebody in through the inheritance, yes, you know, people get property or wealth through father or some other relatives, through inheritance, a person gets some wealth or property. So in the same way, a person got a property or a piece of land, a plot of land, and he didn't work hard on that. He didn't spend his money. He didn't build anything. He got it through inheritance. He got it through the person who deceased, who died, and then without paying anything, free of charge, he's attained that asset. He doesn't pay attention to that plot of land or that plot. And then he thinks, what shall I do with this land? And he had a plan. And then that person makes a plan. He makes an intention in his mind. I should construct a tall building on this land. A big structure. So he makes intention. So the plot came without any money being paid for, etc. He didn't have the money himself, obviously. So how does he build this property? Obviously, the land came without him paying for it. He doesn't think, he doesn't know, he doesn't have a system, a scheme. How shall I do this? Then he gets some advice from people around him after making the intention. First, he had the fikr that there should be something constructed on this. Something should be made. So the experts say to him, okay, yes, there should be something on this land. Then they gave him some methodology, technique. To this extent, he tried. So first he had the intention, then he took the advice. And then he tried, he made effort, he tried, he made effort. He continued to this conclusion that one day, took a long time, but a tall building was prepared and constructed on the land. This is common. This is something that happens regularly. So this is such an example that fits with our deen, that fits with our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His karam, His mercy, with His blessings, He has given us a plot free of charge. And that is the plot of Iman. The property of Iman, the asset of Iman. Have we not attained this asset without paying or effort? Did we suffer on the fire like Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu? Was our body, were there any wounds on our body? Did we have to persevere through pain and toil? Did we have to persevere through hunger and thirst? No. We didn't have to experience any of those sufferings. And this history of the people of Iman, what they gave, how they strived, and how Iman came through the ages to us. So in the same way, those people, the parents who worked hard and they made property, when they passed away, they gave their assets were left behind. And some of the children, they waste their assets, and some they preserve and they make growth. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the asset of Iman without any striving or toil or effort. Now we don't know what to do with this. Do we waste Iman, the plot of Iman, or do we do amal deeds to nurture the Iman? Allah Ta'ala in the Quran has given us a beautiful nasiha with regards to this. Beautiful nasiha. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهِ, Allah says. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهِ, those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that, look, just like that person, he got the plot of land without paying for it, free of charge, on the plate. What did he do first? After looking at that plot, that land, he made niyyah. He made an intention. He made an intention. He had nothing. He didn't own anything. He didn't have any intention. And he made an intention that I'll make a big building here. People are laughing. How are you going to make a tall building here? You've got no money, no wealth. You've got nothing to eat. You've got no assets yourself, no funds. And you're going to make a tall building? But Allah Ta'ala states that, look, Akhirah is a great destination. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ, Allah Ta'ala says. That those, whoever a person is, whatever he is, it doesn't matter if he is a sinner. He has nothing to his name, but he has Iman. He is a mu'min. He's got the plot of Iman. Then first of all, the first thing that person will do is that he will not worry about anyone. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَ, Allah says that here when a person makes intention, then there's a very big clash with shaitan. Because shaitan doesn't in any way want to allow the person who is Iman to make an intention. Niyyah, irada. Because shaitan knows that if this person makes niyyah, intention, then his objective will get to the conclusions of, he tries the hardest, shaitan, so much that I don't want this person's niyyah to be made properly. Just like a person says, ya, I'll start praying from tomorrow. This is intention, isn't it? So he won't let you come towards salah. Rather, he'll give you anti-feelings. How can, are you going to pray? How can you pray? It's too hard for you. How are you going to pray? Your eyes don't wake, you open in the morning. And he'll pester. And he won't allow that person to complete his intention. Even to this extent, he's sitting in the majlis. And in the majlis, we're talking about intention. But in his heart, shaitan is putting waswasa, in whispering that don't make niyyah, you can't do it, you won't have the courage or determination to do this, just give up now, it's impossible for you, you're an extreme sinful person, how can you become a good person? Shaitan tells him, Allah Ta'ala says, don't worry at all, you have the plot of iman, wa huwa mu'minun. Allah says, you are the mu'mins, the believers. Whatever situation you're in, whatever condition you're in, you might be an extreme sinful person, you may be far from the deen, but one task definitely do, Allah Ta'ala says. What's that? وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ. That with regards to the hereafter, where we are going to go, the deeds for thereafter, Allah says, at least, even if you are a person who is wasting life, Allah says, at least make an intention. Oh, I can't do dhikr after fajr. How will I sit until ishraq? Is too hard. What do we need to do? Just make the intention. The yard, everyone else sits down after. Why can't I? No. How are you going to sit? You have to go to work. You have to do other things. I'll give you an example. So that person, he says, no, you can't do this. Shaitan, he tries to influence. Somebody says, okay, I'm going to start doing amal on the sunnah. No, how will you practice the sunnah? Your job will be lost. You won't be able to do anything in the world. Shaitan won't let you make the intention. Allah says, don't worry. Don't be afraid. Just do one action. Make the intention. Allah says, make the intention. That's it. That I want to do this. I want to do this action. Because this is with regards to my akhirah. And I need to pray salah. And I need to be regular. I need to pray tahajjud as well. Say subhanallah. That's it. How can it be that I miss that? I will come to dhikr as well, inshallah. And I will sit in dhikr and say, inshallah as well, that Allah, you help me as well. Inshallah means this. What else does inshallah mean? Oh, umrah, can't go to umrah. I ain't got money. No, I'm going to go umrah. Why can't I go to umrah? I will do umrah as well. Allah will forgive me when I go there. So you're making intention for everything as much as you can do. How can it not be? How can it not be possible? We'll do this. Who is saying this? Allah is saying this. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ. Whoever's made an intention, wasa'a. And what does that person do? He had the plot. He made the intention, I'm going to make the building, I have got no funds. That's the world example. But now we're talking about that plot of iman, the property of iman, the asset of iman. Don't worry, I can't pray salah, I can't follow the sunnah, and you run out the back door. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Never. You might be sat in a pub, but say, don't worry, I'm going to pray salah, I'm going to go on umrah, I'm going to go on hajj. Don't look towards the bad influence of shaitan. Look towards your Rabb. What will shaitan say? If you start doing this action, and then if you leave it, if you don't do it, you're extremely sinful. Don't make intention, foolish man. You'll become sinful. Look at his style. He's already sinning, that person. But shaitan doesn't want that person to come towards good. No, you can't do this good deed. If you make this intention, then you will become even more of a sinner when you leave the good deeds. Allah will be unhappy with you. What nonsense and rubbish shaitan speaking. Think for a few moments. He's taking him to the flip side. He's taking him to the wrong side. No, madman. Don't promise Allah. He'll grab hold of you, the angels, and they'll throw you into Jannah because you lied and you promised, but you lied. What's happening? He doesn't let you make the irada. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ. Allah says, doesn't matter what's happening. That any person who makes intention, I want to keep the beard, I'd like to keep the beard. Allah will make me keep the beard. He'll allow me to keep the beard. He'll enable me. Make the intention, isn't it? Yes. Whatever it seems, even if it seems difficult, beyond difficult, but if it's Allah's hukam, then that action is very simple. But why isn't it hard? Because Allah, our Rabb, is with us. If a man says, go. He's a powerful man, big shot in the world. Yeah. He is the minister, the governor of the city, or the jailer. He says, go. Go and get that mal, that money from here. He says, okay. I'll obey you. Why? Because he knows Thanedar inspector, the chief inspector's his instructions behind me, and he'll go to the shop. The inspector sent me. How dare you not follow the order? Go in and buy the ticket for the airline. Go. I'll tell the manager. I'll ring after you. You go. Which power is going to stop me? Yes. But who's got the most power in the universe? Allah. And Allah said to us, what? Make intention. I'm with you. I'm behind you. I'm helping you. Subhanallah. Do we need any more authority? So one point has come that after today, that for the biggest of actions, don't turn back. Rather say what? وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ. Will we do this inshallah? Yes. We're making irada now as well, aren't we? Intention. And don't ever take the negative from shaitan. Oh, look at that brother, he prays salah. Look at those people who do dhikr. Oh, look at him, he practices dhikr. And he wears sunnah libas. No, don't fall pity on yourself. If he can do this, I can do this as well. Allah will allow me, doesn't matter how sinful I am, whatever I am. But Rabb is with me, inshallah. And he'll take me out of the ditch. Allah says, may you make the intention and I'll help you. Leave it to me. What a great problem that's been solved for the sinful people. Those who think they're sinful. Allah says, I don't think you're sinful. I don't think you're a sinful person. I just think that I'm calling you back to me. Allah says. So he made the intention to build on his plot of land. Wasa'a. And the second point. So first Allah says, those who care for the good of the life to come. And then Allah says, wasa'a. System number two. Until you don't make intention, Allah says, you cannot succeed. Allah says, go. You may die as a fasik, as a person without iman. Go. Allah says, but you haven't made the intention. So you lose out straight away. But once you've done step number one, then you've come into the proper system, Allah system, say subhanAllah. Brilliant system, transformation system. You may be sinful, but Allah says, you made step number one, you made the intention. Then secondly, Allah says in the verse, wasa'a. Then your thinking changes, becomes more positive. Because Allah Ta'ala says, everything's in my control. Your brains, your mind, your intellect's in Allah's control. Or is it in some surgeon's control? Is the doctor controlling your brain? Or some surgeon? Who controls it? Allah. Allah can stop it. He can make your hand twisted, your face twisted, stroke, your brain may have hemorrhage. But those who know they're in the hands of Allah, they don't fear. Who go through sicknesses, their iman is strengthened. But those who have weak iman, oh, my leg, I've become disabled, my hand, I've become disabled. No, no. Who did this? Allah did this. Allah wanted this to happen because He wanted me to do something after it. He desires my nearness. But that person should be pious. Not the person who's sinful. No, no, no. That's a punishment for that person. What was I saying to you? Step number one, make the intention. Allah says, I'm with you. After making intention, Allah stated straight away in the verse, just like the person who had land, he made the intention. Then the next step, he said, oh, I should make a house here. I've got a land, inheritance. I got it free of charge. So when the insan, the human being, has worry, a fikr, then second, wasa'a, Allah says, then you start to make effort. You make effort. Yes, step number two. Isn't it? For example, I need to get a job. I need to get a job. So when you say that, then you'll start looking for the job. But if you don't have the intention, I need to get a job, you'll stay at home and the wife will be swearing at you. But when you have the thought, when the fikr is aroused in your brain, then wasa, then you'll start to make effort. That Allah, I'm going to make effort and you'll help me. And this is Allah who's given the plot, the asset of iman. Allah says, immediately I will create the means for you to get that benefit that you've made intention for. Wa subhanAllah, what a great point. Wasa. So Allah says, those who care, who make intention for the life to come, wasa, and then they strive for it. They made for it. Where he was a sinner, then he made fikr in his brain, in his mind, he made the intention. Then wasa, then he strives for it, that I want to become good. Now here there's another plot, another game in this striving. There's a trick here. Allah says, after striving, Allah says another word here. Laha sa'yaha. Laha sa'yaha. What do we try to do? When we start to practice the deen, that many people are young, intellectual, they become intellectual with logic and reasoning. Then they try to understand the deen of Islam with their own reasoning. They become alims themselves, muftis themselves, they become walis of Allah themselves, sheikhs themselves, they become everything themselves. No, 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 I have no need for this. Just take the tafsir himself, Bukhari Sharif, he studies himself, tafsir al-Quran himself, he's studying. Many times he destroys. And sheikh computer, sheikh internet. This is the biggest sheikh and mufti today. Who have you seen? He's opened the computer, switch it on. Oh, listen to this person's beyond, that person's beyond, this person's talks. And there's no one more intellectual than the computer today. Wazaif, sheikh gives wazaif. No, no, no. I have seen another sheikh. He gave wazaif on the internet. I've gone to this teacher. I've opened this kitab, taken this wazaif. So from his own ends, he thinks, ah, oh, I'd figure. I've got the asset of iman, I want to make the building, so I'm striving now. Just like Allah says that you got a piece of land, you want to make a building, you got the worry, then he starts to install the heaters himself in the building. Does the plumbing himself, does the building get erected? No, instead of the walls or instead of this, he makes something else and the defects come to the building. Several bedroom, he made another room, dimensions wrong, whatever, designs wrong. Because he's trying himself, you needed an architect. When you had the land, then you made the intention, then you should ask the architect for advice. You say, okay, I'll give you the builder. You spend the money and we'll give you the advice. We'll do the design, the drawings, and we'll tell you how to go about doing this. SubhanAllah. That you keep trying and we will give you the advice, technical expertise, and your building will get higher and be constructed. So deen, is there a minor thing? That can we follow advice, whatever wazifa we want to do, become mufti yourself, and I can study Bukhari Sharif. There's Urdu tarjama, Urdu translation. So those ulama akram spent their whole life, 8-10 years, they are minors? They wasted their time? No. Shaykh internet can teach you nothing. Nothing. This line of tasawwuf, the mashayikh ikram, they spend their whole life in tasawwuf. Alhamdulillah, they spend their life hunger, no clothes, no food. Did they waste their time? And today, that we just take wazifas from the computer, internet, tasbih, do this many tasbih, and start reciting. He's doing 10,000, this man will become crazy. Doesn't make any sense. He's self, do it yourself, do DIY. Allah says, wasa'a, try yourself, make effort. Baha, laha sa'yaha, but do it the way it should be striving for, the way it ought to be done. Allah says, don't try to work hard yourself and think you're doing what's right yourself. You'll come off track again. Okay, fine. Okay, I'll put the nails in the wall myself. I'll drill myself. And I'll tap the hole myself. And I'll do this and that. But then you cut your fingers. You're not skilled. By chance, sometimes, rather doing a straight a hole that you drill, and then you're trying to screw, put the screw into the wall, and it's not going straight. The nail bends. Because you're not skilled, qualified. So those people who are not skilled, and they said, look, I've made an effort, I've made intention, now making effort, and I'll do it myself. No, the maqam will not be attained. No, no, no. Allah says, wasa'a, strive, but do it in the right way. Laha sa'iha, do it according to the tartib, the right method, according to the right boundary. How? Some person, alhamdulillah, those technical people try to work hard on the deen under the qualification and expertise of those technical experts of the deen. If you don't get the right guidance Islamically, if you don't take the rahbar, the guide in Islam, then you cannot get to your destination. The Quran is explaining this to us. So what's Allah saying? When Allah Ta'ala says, the first make intention, irada, after irada you strive and work hard. But before you work hard, you need the guide who can direct you to work hard correctly. He should guide you. How shall I work hard on this path? What do I need to do? A, B, C, D to get close to Allah. The mashayikh ikram, Allah Ta'ala has created them. Send them to this world. And they've been given the skills and the qualification, the ijazah. And the tariqah, they tell you will be mustanid, agreed with the Quran and the hadith. And that's the effort of yours that will be accepted then when you work hard. And apart from that, when you go to your own kitabs and follow your own desires, you'll work hard, but you'll be going in the U-turn direction. You won't know if it's shaitan's way or shariat's way. But when you go to the guide, he will make you travel within the circle of sharia, within the boundary of sharia, according to Sunnah and Sharia, and he'll give you guidance easily, with ease, and easily he'll show you the path that takes you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Right? So Allah saying, as for those who care for the good of the life to come, in other words, they make intention and they strive for it. Wasa'a laha sa'ya, but they strive for it as it ought to be striven for. In other words, according to the direction of your sheikh, your teacher, the expert guide. When you do that, so first make intention, second you work hard, but work hard according to the direction and guidance of the teacher. Then Allah says, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. This work, hard work you're doing. When you work hard, whether you're doing it good, sometimes you get weak, sometimes you fall down, sometimes you trip up, Allah says, I will accept your striving. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, I will accept your striving due to your hard work, your broken down deeds, your broken down du'as, your humble actions. But because of your striving hard and working hard under the guidance of the teacher, Allah says, I like that so much. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Allah says, I've made your palaces on your plot of land in the rafter. Big mansions, palaces, Allah, your Rabb is happy because you tried, worked hard. Allah says, I've accepted your efforts. So brothers, what an easy path for us. We cry, complain we're sinful, we can't praise Allah. Why do we cry? Why do we doubt Allah has given us such an easy path? Such an easy path, my brothers. Make intention, we're going to become pious. I want to pray salah. I want to pray tahajjud. I want to be corrected. I want to follow the sunnah. I want to learn dhikr. Make these intentions. Keep on working hard repeatedly. After fikr, working hard. Allah will give you a wali Allah. Me and you yesterday, could we think that we'd get a wali Allah in our life to guide us? Go back in your lives 15, 20 years. And someone said to us, "Yaar, you, after some years you're going to get a wali wala as a guide, you're going to learn dhikr." Look at the difference in our life, difference between the heavens and the earth. But when a person's on the journey, he doesn't see, am I changing for the better or not? But if someone looks for him from behind, a friend of 10, 15 years ago, "Is that you? 10, 15 years ago I knew you? Is that you, really you?" Subhanallah, say subhanallah. Allah's promise is haq, truth. My brothers, if Allah says something in the Quran, it's not wrong, is it? If you make intention, I make intention. How Allah Ta'ala has made us follow the intention, we didn't even imagine. Allah Ta'ala has made us a wali wala, our guide. Imagine that. But, brothers, just sit down, cross leg, give up. I don't want to make intention. I don't want to take a guide. I don't want to do good. And we are following our desires. Pray when you want, leave when you pray, leave when you don't want to pray. Ramadan, you become good after Ramadan, you go back towards sins. Sometimes you give the long beard, sometimes you trim it, sometimes you shave it. Follow your own desires. We think shaitan saying, "Oh, you're working hard. It's all right sometimes, you know, you don't have to do this. Look, you're forgiven. You're praying salah, people are praising me." And shaitan, you know, there are many workers of shaitan in the form of human beings. They come to you and say, "You're good, pious." This is all anti-Quran, anti-Islam. The tartib of the Quran is beautiful and straightforward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said a very straightforward opinion and advice is given to us. First, make intention. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ After that, wasa, work hard. When that figure comes, that on the plot you should construct a building. Then to make the building, you will make the building according to your capacity. Allahu Akbar. Can it be that Allah Ta'ala makes you have a worry? And can everyone be Qutb, Abdal, Ghaus? Everyone who was a wali wala, everyone. First and foremost, what did they do? They made irada. Arada, intention. Let me tell you, such walis of Allah who were sat in an alcohol's den. They were immersed in zina. They were thieves, bandits. They used to kidnap women. And today when people give their name, their hands, their hair stand on end. There's such a great sheikh, Hazrat Malik Dinar, Abdul Malik Dinar. Alhamdulillah. Habib Ajmi. That such walis of Allah have passed away, that then the rest of their life, their nights were spent in crying and the remembrance of Allah. Why? Why? They used to spend time drinking alcohol in the bars of those times. But before leaving that bar, they made attention. They were alcoholics, zani, adulterers. He's in the night going after his prey. He's going to kidnap a woman. He's jumping across the roofs of the houses. Who's there to stop me? I'll announce before that I will take this woman. He's got the intention. And the Quranic verse was recited, it came to his ears, he made the intention. Intention didn't even finish, Allah selected him and took him to the heights of wilayat. So insan at that time is wretched. That person who doesn't understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if a person who doesn't make intention, the biggest reason we don't make intention, the first initial step is a human being has to have the foundation. Just like I said, the plot of land. If you got a piece of land, then when you make the house or the building, you have to have stronger foundations. So the person who wants to become good, he puts the first brick down the foundations that want to become close to Allah. So on our asset of iman, we should lay the foundation. When you lay the foundation, then Allah will make such a great building that your building mansions are being built in Jannah. Palaces, houses, because your iman, the foundations are strong. So don't think I've started dhikr, I'm following sunnah, I'm weak. No, there's so much to come. There are more than 100 levels of Jannah, my friends, subhanAllah. So when in the majalis of the ulama ikram, respected scholars, you sit and you hear that in Jannah this will happen, same place, sit down and say, "Allah, I want to purchase this palace in paradise. I want to attain this." What a great dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has been taught us, that, "Oh Allah, please give me such a desire for your meeting with you that I don't want to leave this." Allah has given us a method, imagine. But we don't even say this. "Oh no, this is only the walis of Allah who can get Allah Ta'ala's meeting with Allah in the hereafter." SubhanAllah, I've seen such a simple person who liked this dua. He kept on reciting this repeatedly, Allahu Akbar, within days he reached to that maqam, that status. I tell you the honest truth, this is what he attained. And the people, we hear the ulama ikram tell us duas. If you like a dua, if you want to become something, that many times we do dua, that Allah, give us the death in Medina. Ya Allah, give us the death and the burial in Jannatul Baqi. And these are duas in Ramadan, we recite. So after hearing this, we give up. But we don't have the courage, determination, that we don't even accept that we can have this conclusion. Say with a true, honest heart, that Allah, I want to be put to rest in Baqi, Jannatul Baqi in Medina. Even imagine in their lives. They couldn't even imagine that. Will we go to Medina? Will we die there? Can we get buried there? There was one insan that I know him myself, one insan, his death, he died in Madinatul Manor. He had intention that, "I don't want to leave, I want to go to Jannatul Baqi." SubhanAllah. and I used to meet him every year. Allahu Akbar. What yaqeen, what intention he had. He said, it cannot be that if I'm going to go, I'm going to go in Baqiyah and I'm going to die and get buried in Baqiyah. I'm not going to die anywhere else. That was his repetitive request and dua. What death he had, subhanAllah, I was at that time amazed, and I keep thinking to this day, Allah and my Rabb, that the whole body feels so sweet at that time, I swear by Allah, when I think about his story. That what happened, that before death he said, that give me a bath, ghusl, a bath. He had a bath. He said, take me to the Rawda Mubarak, to the blessed Rawda of Rasulullah. He was put onto his wheelchair and he stayed at the Rawda Mubarak for 1 hour. The holy, the grave of the Prophet. Then he went back home, he had a bath again, then he was sat up and he passed away. Allahu Akbar. Go further, his janazah was in Madinatul Munawwarah. He attained Baqi. Let's look further, how it all unfolded. When you make an intention, that what Allah Ta'ala makes so many mansions and palaces on that plot of Iman. We don't make irada, intention. So where will the passion come from? Tell me in the morning the du'as that you asked Allah. Can you remember what you asked Allah? Do you remember on Jummah, the last Jummah, did you ask for du'as? Jummah's come again. Yes. Do you remember the du'a that you asked? You should make such a habit that the dua you like in the morning until the evening, keep on asking, ask me. I will tell you the dua I asked 1 week ago in Fajr. Because we're asking from Allah. So how can you forget? What a foolish person who doesn't know what duas he's asking to Allah. What relationship have we got with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everything we made just as a tradition. After namaz, we have to put our hands up, do dua, and just put our hands on our face and do. If we don't do dua, my heart doesn't feel. I don't do dua if my heart doesn't feel. No, I can't just do dua for nothing. Tradition. That why have we made something a tradition? If you're asking from Allah and you make it a tradition, oh, just doing for the sake of. Some people say, just put their hands with their mouth. They don't know what dua is Mawlana Sahib asking. They don't know he's looking towards the door. Oh, quickly, Mawlana Sahib, finish dua so I can quickly wipe my face and go. If I ask him, Mawlana Sahib, what did dua did Mawlana Sahib ask? And what did you say with alongside his dua for yourself? No, I don't know. I don't even know what I asked for. What a big chance of life you wasted. That Fajr won't come back in your life. That moment won't come back in your life. That asking at that time will never come back to your life. That begging you should have that time. And the dua, you wasted it. Because after that time will not come back. What dua did you do at Isha time? Tell me that. Just now, Isha's passed. You don't even know. We can't even remember. That just we repeat, and we forget. We don't know. So my brothers, this is a majlis, a gathering of Islam rectification. We're just having a discussion. I'm not giving you a speech, a taqreer. I'm advising you, you're advising me, we're reminding each other, revising. You're not taking bad what I'm saying, are you? No. So, let's create a sense for the akhirah. We're going to die, we're going to go to the hereafter. Let's make a connection with Allah. Let's make friends with Allah. Let's be friends with Allah. We prayed salah. We're with Allah. And Allah's asking, what do you need? And we're not even telling Allah. What friendship will you go to Allah? So how will you make intention? You don't even have intention. If you have intention for something that I want to construct a building on this land, then you should say to someone, give me some money, I want to make a building. Or give me a loan, I need to make a building. But we don't even have the intention to go to Jannah, that we even make intention or practice. We've given up. So Jannatul Baqiyah, said, he said he died. His name's not in my mind at the moment. What happened then? So his burial, his janazah took place, janazah salah. And then he was buried in Baqi. Amazing. That what was his intention? Until today, I've not seen this in my life. That I went there for a while after that, subhanAllah. That when you open the door of Baqi, on the right are the graves of Ahlul Bayt. And no one is buried there, normally. No one. The special Ahlul Bayt are buried on the right side of the gate when you enter into Jannatul Baqi. On the right side. On the left side, people walk and all the other graves on the left side. So in the beginning, the shurta, they opened the door. They said, Ta'alina, bring him here to this side quickly. And he was taking his body to that side. And the people who took him, his family, they stopped. They said, is he saying this by mistake, my father? Nobody can go to this side. These are special qabr, special graves on the right. SubhanAllah, say SubhanAllah. These are the intentions I say until today. This is revolving my mind in my head. He said, I'm going to die in Medina, be buried in Jannah, Jannatul Baqi. His intention was for Baqi. And where did he arrive to? With the Ahlul Bayt. So they stopped. He said, why are you stopping quickly? Shurta said, quickly, quickly. The officer said, quickly, we have dug his grave. Allahu Akbar. They went inside to the right side, the door closed, and his grave was ready. Forevermore, he was buried, and he is in that right section next to Ahlul Bayt. Amazing. And this is an event of someone I know, I'm telling you. So will we make intention or not? Tell me. Don't ever step back. Oh, we're sinful. How can we die? Medina be buried in Baqi. No, make solid promise. SubhanAllah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. What intention did he have? That shahada Allah, I want to pass away in your path for your deen. SubhanAllah. What a great intention. And I want to pass away in that city. In this same city, he made intention for the city. And he's buried next to the Prophet ﷺ. blessed feet. Subhanallah, because he had intention. And, he was asked, Umar, what are you asking for? You're asking for the blessed city? The always you are adhered and stuck to the Prophet. You're his father-in-law. You're his relative. The Faruqi and the Sayyid, they have a relationship that you are the father-in-law of the Prophet. And why have you doubt that you're going to die? He said, no. That he made intention, as Umar, that I will ask for the city, but I want to get the right next to the company, right next to the blessed body of Rasulullah. So he had that intention. This was his irada, his niyam. So will we ask for Baqi, Jannatul Baqi? Until today we haven't asked, nor do I. No, how can we get there? We're sinful. How are we going to die there? Impossible. Allah says, make the وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ. Make intention for everything that's good. There's a link with the hereafter. You make the intention, it's for me to make that, to deliver that to you. Allah says, but you should have honesty in your intentions. Honesty. So Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Allah says, then what will I do? And our true believers withal, they are the ones who striving finds favor with Allah. May Allah, Allah will make us do good deeds. They will take us to Baqi. Allah will make us do many, many more things. I've seen various deaths in Madinatul Munawwarah. My coming and going, there was quite a lot. That he went from here, he had a unique intention. And I saw beautiful intentions that people made. Everyone made an intention. When insan forgets the intention, okay, we're sinful, etc. But at least make an intention, a true intention. So after today, what are we going to do? That we're going to think the high class intentions. From today, we're all going to wake up. No, I can't get up. What does that mean? I can't get up. We're going to wake up or not? Are we going to make the intention? Will you wake up for the hajj? Have you made the intention? Inshallah, even now shaitan's making say, no. Don't make intention. Never say that, madman. It's too hard for you. Then you won't get up every day. Allah makes the angels wake you up if you make the intention. Subhanallah. Yeah, so at least speak to Allah, make the connection, everything is possible. You'll start praying tahajjud, pray the ishraq, start doing dhikr, recitation of the Quran, go out in tabligh, do chilla, path of Allah. Everything is possible. Whatever is your taste and enjoyment, whatever sort of career path, alim, study hadith, study Bukhari, Tirmidhi, whatever you have the taste, make the intention. I want to become alim as well, end of story. Why not? Alhamdulillah. But Shaykh computer, don't learn from him the ilm, don't knowledge from him, that he is not the sayah, he is not the sa'yah, he is not guidance. Allah says, proper method, if you want to become alim, go to the madrasa institute, spend time, work hard, the ilm that will be taught by the teacher. You can't learn ilm from kitabs. No. What is sa'yah? As soon as tasawwuf comes, oh, read the books about Imam Ghazali, Mathnawi Sharif, and this translation, and these great walis of Allah who passed away, their tafsirs and kitabs, because I want to become a Sufi. No, what's the tariqah? Tasawwuf, Allah has told us the tariqah. Method. Allah says, لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. If you want to be a Sufi, close to Allah, sit next to a Sufi. Yeah, you want to learn ilm, you're reading Bukhari Sharif, internet, bayan, knowledge. You can take Bukhari out there, Sahih Muslim. I'm listening to dars and you're telling other people, Muslim, Masal, talking down at them. This is the wrong لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. You want to become right? Go to a madrasa, sit with an alim, learn. Take hold of his hand. Because ilm is transferred through chest. Dahiri wa batini. Apparent wa internal. External ilm, internal ilm. The effect, the color that rubs off sitting in front of the ustad. The enjoyment of studying hadith with the ustad. Can you have that enjoyment from, oh, I read Bukhari, I've got Tirmidhi. One brother said, I've read the whole of Bukhari Sharif. I'm an alim. You must call me a scholar. I've learned la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What a bad thing to say. Negative. You cannot learn ilm. Ilm transferred through the hearts and chest. Noor comes from the heart of the teacher. Shaykh al-Hadith is sitting, he's teaching you the hadith. That however great he is, a Shaykh al-Hadith, if you sit in front of him and recite and read and study Bukhari Sharif, he teaches it. Imagine the color, the effect, the noor that's transferred from his heart and chest to your heart and chest. So shaitan's fooled us, fallen into a trap. No, he says to us, you don't need the guidance. No, take the highest form of guidance with conviction and tariqah and methodology according to the principles learned from the teacher. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to become what? May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make intention, to make a person who makes intention, make intention on everything. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.
كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلمت tusliman daiman abadan kathiran gaziran gaziran ya qadiyan hajat ya qadiyan hajat ya qadiyan hajat ya qawiyan muhimmat ya qawiyan muhimmat ya qawiyan muhimmat ya dafiyal balayya 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 ya halal mushkala 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 ya munazzal al baragat ya munazzal al baragat ya munazzal al baragat ya rabbiyun darajat ya rabbiyun darajat ya rabbiyun darajat ya khairur raziqin ya khairur raziqin ya khairur raziqin ya khairun nafsirin 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 ya shafiyul umran 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 ya mujibud da'wat 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 bi rahmatika ya arhamur rahimin bi rahmatika ya arhamur rahimin bi rahmatika ya arhamur rahimin allahumma amin allahumma amin allahumma amin rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama allahumma rabbihum huma kama rabbayani saghira ya allah hamare baap ko bakhsh de اللهم رمبرهما كما رمبياني سيرا اللهم رمبرهما كما رمبياني سيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأيام والنوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.